The meeting took place on Monday, just less than 2 weeks prior to the inauguration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Trump called the meeting productive and praised Ma as a great entrepreneur.
We had a great meeting and a great, great entrepreneur, one of the best in the world, and he loves this country and he loves China. And Jack and I are going to do some great things.
Jack Ma kept a low profile, saying they talked about small businesses.
We mainly talk about small business and young people and American agriculture products to China. And we also think that China-USA relationship should be strengthened, should be more friendly and do better.
The Midwest will be given priority as Alibaba is planning to expand its business in the United States. The company disclosed that it aims to help 1 million small businesses and farmers sell to China and Asia through its colossal e-business platforms in the next 5 years. Trump has criticized international trade and U.S. trade with China in particular for the loss of jobs. That has raised concerns across the spectrum as business and academic circles are worried about the future of global trade and China-U.S. relations. Jack Ma had this suggestion.
I advise and suggest that we can go through the business community to understand the situation better and do it in a better way.
However, the company's ambitious expansion plan has met new obstacles. The U.S. Trade Representative last month put Alibaba back on a blacklist of counterfeit marketplaces. The move is surely likely to hurt Alibaba's international business. Regardless, the company's stock rallied on news of the meeting. Xia Hong, CRI, Washington, D.C.